And if you're a farmer, you might have tried to get your hands on a little bit of federal money when it comes to the on-farm water grants. They've recently been extended, and to chat about that, we've got the federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay, joining us. Rowan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Keith. Good to be with you, mate.
Fantastic news to see that the water grants have been extended. Is that because of an oversubscription, an over-application, or is it because there's something more that we're seeing in the future?
No, well, we saw a bit of a rock and a hard place happen on this one, where we put up some money initially and it got oversubscribed quite quickly in South Australia, more so in New South Wales and other places, but in South Australia, the government had done the right thing and they put up their share of the money. And it became oversubscribed. And so consequently, because the grant was played in arrears, like that meant the farmers spend the money and then send in their claims, and there was a bit of confusion about whether they could send in multiple claims or only one. We had a heap of people that spent money in good faith and then couldn't get a rebate, which I thought was bad, wrong. So I did some campaigning with the relevant federal minister, and eventually there was another pool of money we made available to fix up the backlog and then to actually wind the scheme out further. So it'll run an extra 12 months now, basically. But a lot of happy people have contacted me since saying, well, thank you for, you know, getting that back in order, because we thought it was unfair that we'd spent this money in good faith and hadn't been able to get it back. So in those sense, it's a good outcome.
Speaking with the federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay, this morning about the on-farm water rebate scheme that has recently been extended. And I know that we've seen the extra money put in. Is this going to be something that is maybe expanded into other programs, or is the existing program to ensure that oversubscription doesn't happen again?
I think primarily it is to do that. I mean, there's a lot of money in the federal government. We've just had the budget. We're spending a lot of money Australia-wide. It's obvious that that is not going to continue ad infinitum. There's a whole lot of reasons for keeping the economic billy on the boil, if you like, through why we're still dealing with the COVID virus. But eventually things have to come a bit back to norm. But it's an ill wind that blows no good, I suppose. And you can actually get some really good infrastructure programs up in this space of time, and nothing more obvious than all the work that's going on our roads at the moment. But in this particular case, I'm a great fan of the plastic water run, plastic line dams concept. And there's quite a number around on Eyre Peninsula in particular now. This is the kind of money that can actually stimulate people to say, well, we'll bite off something in this area now, with this extra assistance, given that there are a whole lot of tax incentives to do exactly just that at any time. So it can be a really good time at the moment to sort of nail some of those programs.
And if you are a farmer, then make sure you do get amongst that, because as Rowan Ramsay says, the money being spent at the moment can't continue forever. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsay, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problems, Keith. Good to talk with you. Thank you.